rumbling screech pierced his ears like the sound of a heavy stone dragged across a quarry. The combatants stopped, dumbfounded, and stared down at their feet. With another horrible shriek of tortured ice, the ground began to bulge. In the center of the valley floor, only a few cubits from where Ingen Jaeger stood gaping in horrible confusion, a great slab of ice pushed upward, cracking and buckling as it came, snow sliding off in great drifts. Propelled by the sudden shifting of the ground beneath him, Simon tripped and tumbled forward, holding tightly onto Thorn, and came to a stop virtually in the middle of the combatants. No one seemed to notice him. They were all frozen in place, as if the very ice of the Uden Tree had turned their blood to immobilizing frost, goggling at the impossible thing pushing its way up from beneath the snow. The Ice Dragon. A snake-like head as long as a man thrust out of the new-formed crevice, white-scaled above a toothy mouth. The staring eyes blue and occluded. It waved sinuously from side to side on its long neck as though curiously observing the minute creatures who had awakened it from years-long slumber. Then, terrifyingly swift, it darted out and caught one of the huntsmen in its jaws, biting him in half and swallowing his legs. His crushed, bloodied torso fell into the snow like a discarded rag.
Ixtatuk! It is Ixtatuk!
The gleaming ivory head snapped up another shrieking white-cloaked morsel. As the rest scattered, their faces emptied by unthinking horror, splay-clawed white feet gripped the crevice's rim, and the dragon's long body, back covered with strange pale fur, yellowed as old parchment, humped slowly up from below. A whip-like tail, long as a jousting run, swept two of the huntsmen wailing into the pit. Simon sat stunned upon the snow, unable to force belief in the monstrous thing that crouched on the rim of the ice crevice like a cat on a chairback. The long snouted head dipped to regard him, and the murky, unblinking blue eyes fixed his with calm, ageless malice.